This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're asking you a question this morning. If you have ever gotten an opportunity in life or a position at work that your colleagues or people felt you didn't deserve, give us just the brief details of what happened, how it made you feel during that time, and also how did you perform in those responsibilities? Did you excel? Did you underperform? Because also this is something that could cast doubt, né? Like you start asking yourself, hey, why does everybody around me think I'm not good enough for this thing? Maybe it's the truth.
Well, maybe. But sometimes, you know, a little support goes a long way.
True.
Sometimes if there's only one person who believes in you and they're in your corner, that can even give you the confidence to flourish and just, you know, shine. Sometimes maybe you really are not performing because it's just negative all around and, you know.
It weighs it down. And I don't think, no one is born ready to hit the ground running.
No.
Somebody had to hold your hand at some point.
Yeah.
Somebody had to show you the way. Somebody had to believe in you and tell you, listen, you got this. You can do it. Because maybe they see a younger version of themselves and how hungry they were for such an opportunity. And they dish it out for you. But everybody else thinks that, no, but you are not the rightful person for this.
But then there comes a time in life where you must hit the ground running. There are certain spaces or certain levels when you are more advanced in years, where you reach certain places where it's expected for you to hit the ground running. It's expected for you to bring the best to the party.
Our guest this morning is leadership expert Dr. Mpume Mkize, who is now joining us on the line. Khabazela kamavovo, wena okhanya amasi esiswini, singela. Good morning. Thank you for making time to join us. Are you well?
I'm well, good morning. Thank you for such a warm intro. I love it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. You know, you spend a lot of time in HR, so maybe let's break down how promotions really work in the workplace. Are they based on who qualifies on paper, or do they depend on who's being serving the company, you know, closest to that position?
Well, look, let's just start with the principle of even recruitment. How one gets selected is how they bring themselves, the aptitude that they are bringing into the role says a lot about what they're willing to do and the miles that they're willing to go for. So what I'm basically saying, I am saying, yes, you are good in paper, but are you ready for that leadership position? So if we were to zoom just to a leadership position, not just any promotion, a leader is someone who is able to lead leaders. So you don't necessarily need to have the granular information and skill on how to perform that job, but it is very important to be able to lead leaders so that they can lead their own people to reach the performance that's required for that organization.
But how do I ask myself that question without feeling like I'm not good enough for this position?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I started in a management position, I said to my boss, but I've never been a manager before. And my boss said, you fake it until you make it. If you believe you can be, you will be. So what I am saying is that if you look at big organizations, you will find that an insurance company does not have an actual actuary who is leading the company, but it might have a chartered accountant, right? Mm-hmm. And that chartered accountant, who doesn't know how even pricing works of a product, but they know how to lead those leaders, how to make sure that they boost the morale of the team, how they make sure that they are visionary, they can see already far to where they are going, and they can make everyone see that vision without necessarily knowing what happens in each discipline of that organization or of that company.
You know, sometimes people get victimized after getting a promotion, especially by colleagues who feel like they are better qualified for the position or that they know more than you. How does one handle that kind of a pressure, especially when these people are supposed to report to you?
Yeah, let's just say this. People sometimes suffer from high self-esteem. So people always think they can do a better job than the person that's been appointed for the job. Now, even if you are employed in a role where you know everything about it, right, you will always get people who will doubt you. So if you're going to walk in already wearing a cap that I'm not going to get support, people are going to doubt me, you are going to fail. So if you look at it in this way, in a relationship, you don't just enter and you give in trust, you earn it. So how people will respect you, it is by you walking into that role already very clear on why you are hired and taunting everyone towards the right direction. When they see the results, then they would automatically give you the respect that you require.
Okay. Now, how do you level up and actually prove that you were the right person for the promotion or for whatever gig that you got? Because sometimes you really don't qualify and you need to learn a bit more. That's the truth. You know, it's not a matter of being hated on or anything. How do you get to that level?
Well, look, when you enter, I always say to leaders, when you enter into a role, even if it's a role that you know, when you enter into a role or into a new discipline, you have to go and meet with each environment and understand what are the underwritten ground rules. But because failure to understand what are the unwritten ground rules, you might miss it. No matter how great of a leader you are, no matter how great in your job you are, but if you don't understand what makes the culture of each division, of each discipline in an environment, you will fail. So you need to meet with these people. You need to understand what is it that drives them within the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Where are these people? So that when I'm leading them with that understanding of at what level of maturity are these people, and I am not pushing them for something that they're not even seeing. So you need to understand as a leader, who am I leading and what is the best way for me to lead them, and what are their pain points so that I continuously rise to those pain points and they start seeing me as someone who is unlocking those pain points for them.
Loud and clear. Malala mahle. Nzalo ka sambela nina bakwa sidaphu daphu ngokuba daphunela. Zalo kaluzalo mkhize khabazela manje uyangifaka or uyangikhipha.
Oh,
no, it felt right to throw it in there.
Doc, thank you so much for your time. Have a beautiful day. That's Dr. Mpumi Mkhize, a leadership expert.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.